Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a special breaking news episode of Jury Duty, the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. A United States federal judge has rejected a plea agreement that would have allowed Ahmaud Arbery's killer, Travis McMichael, to spend the first 30 years of his life sentence in a federal prison in return for pleading guilty to federal hate crimes charges. U.S. District Judge Lisa G. Woods said, "Having considered all that was said today and looking at the law that governs these agreements, it is my decision to reject the plea agreement in this case. I am not comfortable with accepting the terms of the plea agreement." Wood did not issue a decision on a similar agreement made with Travis McMichael's father, Greg McMichael. Judge Wood's decision came after Ahmaud Arbery's parents vehemently opposed the deal. Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, said to the court, "I don't need them to say that they were motivated by hate. That does me no good. That does my family no good. I've heard enough from Travis McMichael. For once, listen to me. It is not right. It is not just. It is wrong. Please listen to me. The state of Georgia gave these men exactly what they deserve. I fought so hard to get these guys in the state prison. I told them very, very adamantly that I wanted them to go to state prison and do their time. Then I got up this morning and found out that they had accepted this ridiculous plea." Ahmaud Arbery's father, Marcus Arbery, stated, "They killed my son because he's a black man. Ahmaud is a kid you cannot replace. He was killed racially, and we want 100% justice, not no half justice." Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights Kristen Clark issued the following statement in response to the news. "We respect the court's decision to not accept the sentencing terms of the proposed plea and to continue the hearing until Friday. The Justice Department takes seriously its obligation to confer with the Arbery family and their lawyers, both pursuant to the Crime Victim Rights Act and out of respect for the victim. Before signing the proposed agreement reflecting the defendant's confessions to federal hate crimes charges, the Civil Rights Division consulted with the victim's attorneys. The Justice Department entered the plea agreement only after the victim's attorneys informed me that the family was not opposed to it. Lawyers for the McMichaels asked for more time to reconsider whether they wished to change their pleas." That concludes this special breaking news episode of Jury Duty, the killing of Ahmaud Arbery.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.